Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Fiona, you're very welcome to Travel Talk. How are you getting on? How are things up in Northern Ireland?
Lovely to be back here again, and isn't it great to be talking about travel? Even if we can't currently go anywhere, it's nice to have the chats about it anyway. Yes, things are going okay in Northern Ireland. I mean, we're rolling out our vaccination programme. We're currently vaccinating the over 50s. We're all hopeful that we will have some sort of summer of travel on all of Ireland this year. So we're looking forward to that.
This is a really new, nice new initiative that you've launched, right? A unique audio series of what you're calling enchanting, soothing stories. And you've got a 4-part series. Can you just tell us about this? It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I guess there's no doubt that stories have the ability to create sensory experiences, Ed, and a single voice speaking into your ear has that potential to kind of free your mind of everyday stresses and encourages you just to enter a whole new world for a short while. So the stories, we commissioned an author and writer, Seth Linder, who lives up in Rostrever in beautiful County Down, and we commissioned him to write these stories about Northern Ireland. So it's really bringing you on an armchair journey throughout all of Northern Ireland, just talking about the landscapes, the heritage, the culture. And it's just really each story is about 10 to 12 minutes. So it's really just to sit back, relax, just as I sometimes say, it's like being taken on a magic carpet with Aladdin, and you're just you're touring over the moorns, broad across, from Anna Lakelands, in through the Sperrins, through Belfast, up the beautiful Arch Peninsula, the Causeway coastal route into Derry. So there's 4 different stories with 4 different themes, and one is called The Footsteps of Giants, which brings you on a journey through the Mourne Mountains and into Armagh. Another one is Where the Magic Was Born, which is a journey through Belfast and the Ards Peninsula. Another one is called A Land to Inspire Poets, which is all about the Walled City in Derry and up around the Causeway coastal route. And then the 4th one is about Soothing Your Soul, which is a journey through Tyrone and the Fermanagh Lakelands. So we were very lucky in that we had 2 well-known actors from Northern Ireland who read 2 of these stories each. So Conleth Hill from Game of Thrones fame and Brona Waugh, otherwise known as, I suppose, Jamie Dornan's wife in The Fall. Both of these actors read the stories beautifully, and they can be found on Discover Northern Ireland's Spotify site. And you'll see a lovely little image across each story, which really is just to immerse yourself in Northern Ireland. And I guess it's for anybody who's never been to Northern Ireland, for starters, and also anybody who has been there before, but, potentially hasn't been for a while, particularly overseas visitors. It'll bring you back to that place where you were a long time ago and potentially inspire you to get back and travel there sometime soon when it's safe to do so.
I had a listen to some of them, and they really are really good. Now, you're providing this, it's sort of the ultimate armchair travel experience, I guess. You can do them walking along. I was listening to them. I actually found it very soothing the other night when I was suffering from a little bit of insomnia, and it was very relaxing, I must say. And the actors, you were saying that, I mean, really, really lovely stuff. And you do feel you're in this kind of a little magical adventure. So it's a very clever way of keeping, Northern Ireland, I suppose, alive in people's minds.
Yeah, and I guess during lockdown and during the pandemic itself, people are quite stressed, and this is a nice way just to relax. And we know podcasts and sort of all that whole listening into things and even radio listenership, it's all increased during the pandemic as people are trying to connect with things that they can't, otherwise do so. So this is one way of really bringing travel into homes and, getting people just to think about, those good days when we can actually get back out and travel again. And it's a nice way to unwind, as you say, walking the dog either before you go to bed or even just sitting down having a cup of tea and taking 10 minutes out. Each story is about 10 to 12 minutes long, so they're not too long, and I think there's just enough there to keep you really interested until the very end.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how a single voice kind of speaking into your ear has the kind of potential to kind of free you of the stresses, and it kind of encourages you to enter a kind of a new world in a way. I mean, I was surprised to see, Fiona, that the Irish government actually invested over 200,000 supporting audiobooks and ebooks last year. It'll give you an idea of the explosion of them, really, how the growth is massive.
Well, that's exactly it. And I mean, even when you're talking about research there, the Sleep Council recently found that 75% of people are experiencing sleep problems just due to all the uneasiness around the current pandemic. So, you know, anything that's going to help people relax or just take their minds off the daily stresses, and, you know, travel is up there at the top, where people are just itching to get back out, see family or friends, you know, in different counties and different areas of Ireland, and obviously to ultimately get away on that family break, or you know, just to get away for that little holiday during the summer.
Yeah, and it's brilliant that they're on Spotify as well, because I found it very easy to find it. Discover NI, I think I put in, and it came up on my Spotify, which was really good. If this is very successful now, I suppose, will there be plans to do maybe more of them, or is it something that you're just kind of dipping the toe in the water with this? Because I haven't seen any other tourism board or anyone else doing it, so I thought it was quite clever.
Yeah, it's been quite a unique initiative by ourselves, Ed, and we haven't done it before, and I guess we're going to see just how successful they are, and it's something that we would definitely love to continue with on into the future, even, you know, when people can travel, because certainly for our overseas market, I think they're really nice, inspirational stories. And, you know, we talk about C.S. Lewis and we talk about Seamus Heaney through the stories, you know, so Northern Ireland, you know, it has its fair share of poets, and Derry, you know, the city of musicians and songwriters and singers. So it's a really nice way of just bringing Northern Ireland into the homes of so many people across the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's something that's really important as well, to keep it all alive. Are you all geared up now, Fiona? I suppose you're spending your time at the moment like on lots of endless Zoom calls and, you know, planning meetings like the rest of us. Are you? Is that really what it's all about at the moment?
Well, that is exactly it, Ed. You know what I mean? The reopening programme in Northern Ireland, that will be, as I say, informed by the Northern Ireland Executive when the science and when the time is right. But, you know, from our own perspective, we're working closely with our industry to ensure that businesses reopen in line with guidance, that, you know, all the health and safety measures are in place for our visitors as long as travel is permitted. And as I say, you know, we're rolling on out with the vaccinations. So, you know, we're hoping for a gradual reopening of the tourism industry throughout the island, you know, towards maybe June, July. But, you know, who knows? We just have to wait now and see. But as long, you know, we are working hard on our side, getting businesses, as I say, and industries getting ready to, you know, open the doors and welcome visitors once again.
And in the meantime, this is definitely a very nice way to kind of, you know, sort of relax yourself and sort of plan. I mean, gets the juices flowing for sort of planning trips again, hopefully coming into the summer anyway. I remember last year I did some of the Game of Thrones film locations, and we went up to the Antrim coast, and then I did the whole famous where the trees, you know, what's the King's Road. What struck me was the value for money that you got when you were up north. A lot of people are emailing me at the moment about the cost of holidays in Ireland, and they're saying, how are we expected to holiday here with paying 1,200 quid for a week down in Kerry and stuff? It'll be lovely when people can get up again, Fiona, and start getting that value for money.
Totally agree there, Ed. And I suppose what we would be saying to people is, you know, to shop around. There is value to be had everywhere, I would be saying, on the island. You know, I wouldn't just be picking out Northern Ireland for that. I'd say there's good value for money wherever you go. And, you know, occupancy rates are good in hotels still. Like, we know that there's still rooms, and I guess they're holding on to rooms because of that whole international business, which, you know, those slots haven't been freed up yet because they don't know if they're going to be able to fly in on holidays and stuff. So I would just say shop around, and you know, why not add Northern Ireland to your bucket list, you know, or visit for the first time. You know, it's got everything you could imagine, from foraging for food to hiking the magical moors to having the crack with the locals, or, you know.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's got a bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, I remember when Carl and myself, we broadcast from the Christmas markets up there in the year before last, the Belfast Christmas markets, and that was pretty fabulous, I must say. So hopefully we'll be back up again at the next Christmas. We're looking forward to that. Anyway, Fiona, thanks a million for that. I'm off now to listen to these soothing stories again, and for a little walk. And I must say, I'm going to immerse myself in the Fermanagh Lakelands down here around the IFSC in Dublin 1.
Lovely. So,
Fiona Cunningham, the Manager for Tourism Northern Ireland here in Ireland, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure, Ed. Thank you.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.